Residents of Milwaukee's Silver City are in protest. The year is 1902. It is mid-May, and the neighborhood is up in arms. They are not happy, and the mayor is out of town. Reporters are at the scene near South 32nd Street and National Avenue. The streets appear like huge ditches, and houses are now perched high above the street. They were protesting about street grading. Even if you have never been to Milwaukee's Silver City neighborhood, you would likely be familiar with the other Milwaukee streets, where you need to walk up concrete steps from the sidewalk to get to a house's front door. This is the legacy of the street grading and Milwaukee's natural landscape.
Well, I guess there's a couple different things. The original terrain of Milwaukee was rugged hills, ravines, gullies, and large swaths of swamp.
Jens Marti, civil engineer.
The two main reasons to grade a street were to make it even, but also to make sure that water from rains would drain away and not leave large, impassable puddles.
Jens is also a local historian.
The earliest grading project was on Water Street, starting at Wisconsin Avenue and going south. Most of the early street construction consisted of grading the streets and simply leaving it dirt. Much of this work was done prior to the city being built up, making it a lot easier to slope the streets and lots correctly.
However, when new immigrants came in droves to a new part of the city, there were more obstacles for street graders. Jens and I looked at a map of the Brady Street area of the East Side. Homes and businesses were built near Brady Street after the Civil War. In 1871, Polish immigrants built a new church off Humboldt Avenue. There are steep elevations between the homes and the street. It was originally a dirt road that was platted in 1836 by land speculator and Chicagoan Hiram Pearson.
Dirt was cheap, but was pretty awful after rains and very dusty when it did dry. As the city grew and more development occurred, residents wanted something better. And on Pearson, for example, on near Brady Street, in the early 1870s, it was graded again with 15 inches of gravel placed on the roadway. Part of the work was cutting the street lower than the surrounding lots. The point of this was to ensure that rainwater drained away from the buildings and that the streets carried that stormwater away.
And there is the rationale for why homes are perched on small hills above the streets. The street grading protesters of 1901 were not dealing with a gravel road. Street construction had changed using new materials and new technologies. Jens Marti.
By the 1870s, wood blocks made of cedar were used as a cheaper alternative to other pavement materials like granite blocks or cobblestones. The first brick pavement in the city was laid in 1895 on East Mason Street from Water Street to Milwaukee Street. Granite and sandstone blocks were also used as paving materials, as well as brick, until the 1920s, when the technology and cost of asphalt and concrete pavements improved.
Property owners also had responsibilities to keep the property in line with city standards. For example, here is a letter to an 1892 property owner that I found in the city's archives held at the Milwaukee Public Library.
Dear sir, your favor of the sixth instruction is received today from my return from Denver. In regard to the improvement upon West Water Street, the grade was raised according to an act of the legislature authorizing the same done. The cost of the pavement will be borne by the ward, but the expense of bringing the curb and sidewalk to the newly established grade is an expense to the property owner. The improvement will undoubtedly, when completed, be hailed with general satisfaction. Yours truly, G. H. Benzenberg, City Engineer.
Grading projects don't get much attention. They usually go as planned.
Grr!
until they don't.
The Milwaukee Journal, May 15, 1902. Great is costly. Southwest Side residents have a protest. 27th and 28th Avenues undergo a change which puts some houses below the level and leaves others perched high above the street. Property owners protest. Residents of Silver City, or West Milwaukee, are up in arms against a squad of graders who are placing 27th and 28th Avenues at a newly established grade. These streets between National and Greenfield Avenues appear like huge ditches, the cut in some places being 10 feet. This, together with the altitude of the houses before the new cuts were made, leaves them in some cases 15 feet above the street level. Two residences on the street are now 8 feet lower than they were originally, while others are higher and talking facetiously of putting in elevators. Adolf Groper is one of those perched on a bluff, while Eugene and Frank Moriette are below the grade. "I know of one man," said Archie Targmeier, "who owns a lot worth $750 and had a $300 mortgage on it. He says it's going to cost him $350 to have his lot graded to a suitable height, so the amount he still owes is as much as the property was originally worth."
This all occurred just a month after the city's local elections. Sebastian Walter had just been elected to the office of alderman in the city's 23rd ward, representing Silver City. Mr. Walter must have done a lot of work on behalf of his constituents, resolving these problems, as there wasn't a record in the Board of Public Works records. In 1909, a similar problem occurred with grading on Kinnickinnick Avenue, south of the railroad bridge. The street was lowered to allow for passage under the newly elevated railroad tracks. The homes on that street were compensated for damages to their property that was left up in the air. The Middle of Everywhere is a production of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee History Department. Special thanks for this episode goes to City Civil Engineer Jans Marti and Gail Eklund, Archives Technician at the Milwaukee Public Library. Dramatic readings were done by Jeremy Lucas and Daniel McCollum. This episode was produced and written by me. I'm Jonathan Borer. Stay tuned in for the next episode.